You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Hey, don't let the cold in, Adam.
Sorry. What's that you're looking at?
It's the highway code. Phoebe downloaded it.
Oh, yes. She's got her theory test coming up, hasn't she?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Oh, I'm sure she'll sail through. Tea? Coffee?
No, I'm fine, thanks. No. Yeah, she's a bright girl.
Bright enough for Oxford?
Oh, who can tell? She's certainly putting in the hours reading the newspapers from cover to cover.
Really?
She's been telling me all about the decline in China's demand for natural resources and its effect on the world economy.
Good for Phoebe.
Yeah. Well, I managed to put her right in a few points, though.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Jeff's rung in sick, by the way.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, I'm going to need you to give me a hand, if that's okay.
Why, what's the matter with him?
It sounds like flu.
Oh, well, there's a lot of it about at the moment.
He could be off for several days.
Well, as it happens, you're in luck. My diary is pretty clear at the moment.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks, Brian.
What would you like me to do?
Well, how about if you start hauling silage up to the ewes while I see to the deer?
Yeah, I think I'd do that. You moved them up to the top field by Leader's Wood yesterday, didn't you?
Oh, nothing gets past you.
I like to think not.
So, what's the braking distance in a car under normal conditions when you're travelling at 70 miles an hour?
Now, look, that's not fair. But why do you know what it is?
I've no idea. But I'd guess about 200 or 300 metres.
Well, I can't give you a figure.
Why don't you look it
up? But I would know instinctively what a safe distance was to whatever was in front of me.
Well, how about if a small child ran out from behind an ice cream van?
Well, I hope I wouldn't be driving at 70 miles an hour around an estate.
True.
Actually, you might need a word with Jenny if Jeff's not back by Friday.
I hope he is, but why?
Well, she's been muttering about doing something for my birthday.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Well, you know what she's like.
But let's just get through the next few days first, shall we?
Have you seen Pip's Welsh mules yet?
She's just been showing me.
They look good, don't they?
They're a bit different from what we're used to. But yeah, they do look good.
Yeah. And it all helps, doesn't it? Bit of extra cash.
To pay us back?
Well, yeah, but it could be worth doing again. So long as it works out this time.
We'll have to see, won't we?
Oh. It's still better having Pip back, though. Hey, even if we did have to pay off a contract milker.
Of course.
You okay, love? You seem a bit... No,
I'm fine. Where are you off to?
Well, I thought I'd see about fixing the fence up on Blacklands. Plus there's that ditch that needs clearing on Ashfield.
There's rain forecast later.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want to do it now. How about you?
Oh, I've still got paperwork to catch up on.
Oh, okay. Hey, don't forget Elizabeth's bringing Mum in a bit with the rest of her stuff.
I know.
It'll be great having her back.
Yeah. And you never know. Maybe Josh and Ben will stop making jokes about my terrible cooking and all the takeaways.
Yeah, you know they don't really mean it.
No, I suppose they're not.
Oh, she's going to be such a help around the house.
She certainly is.
And she's back where she belongs.
Yeah.
Not that it wasn't absolutely the right decision for her to move out, you know, of course, so that Heather could be here.
Not that it ever got that far.
No. No, of course. Oh, look, here they are now.
They're early. Must be keen.
There's Neil and Harrison, of course, and Kenton's taken on a small role too.
Oh, I thought there were hardly any men in it.
Oh, well, it is the women who carry the show. How much are we selling those Christmas baskets for, Kirsty?
This one's £15.99.
Mm-hmm. I might be tempted. With a staff discount, of course.
Of course. So, who's Alice playing?
Oh, Elaine. It's only a small part, but very significant. She says she hasn't got time for anything bigger.
Still, at least she's doing something, Linda.
Yes, and she'll be a lot less trouble in rehearsal than Susan.
Oh?
Oh. I finally had to put her right on her accent. I don't know what she was playing at. She said it was Leeds, but it sounded more Australian to me, with a touch of Welsh thrown in for good measure.
Oh, dear. So which of the women's parts are still not cast?
Well, there's Mari, chairperson of the WI. She's a bit of a busybody, likes to be in charge.
OK, so a control freak.
Yes, after a fashion.
And what about Celia?
Oh, Lillian's playing her.
Well, that's the part you offered me.
Oh, well, her character can come from quite a wide age range.
Just as well.
And then there's Ruth, of course. Now, she's a very good part.
Oh, yeah?
And unfortunately, Helen's turned it down. It is rather an issue with the calendar shoot coming up.
Well, what's her character like?
Oh, it's an all too familiar tale, I'm afraid. A woman let down in marriage.
Really?
Oh, dear. I see Cathy approaching.
Oh, more fine-tuning for Justin Elliott's visit, I expect.
He who pays the piper. Wouldn't mind so much if she didn't keep haranguing me about my other commitments.
Does she?
Oh, yes. Listening to her, you'd think I never did any work at all.
Well, I certainly haven't done this for a while.
You're doing a great job, Brian.
Oh, thank you, Adam. Silage was all pretty compacted. I've had to loosen it up to let them get at it.
Oh, so I can see. I think you missed a bit there.
Just remember, I've got a fork in my hand.
Then I'll keep well out of your way. I've brought you a flask and sandwich.
Oh, thanks. Can you put them in the cab?
Oh, sure.
You know, it beats me why anyone would want to mess around in mud like this.
Well, you're lucky it's not raining.
Exactly.
Good to see some winter sunshine.
Of course, under the old system, the sheep would have been inside by now.
I know, but feeding on concentrates.
And then lambing in the new year, far more sensible.
So you say. But then what happens? We turn them back out into the cold and wet in January.
Honestly, Adam, I thought I'd left this outdoor feeding business behind years ago.
At the risk of sounding like a stuck record, you know perfectly well why we're doing this.
Making the farm more resilient. Isn't that the buzzword?
It's a fact.
For the moment. It'll be something else next year.
You're getting to be quite a cynic, Brian.
I've been farming a long time.
Then you should know that times change. We're in a new economic environment, a very unforgiving one. That's why the business has to change.
Yes, you're probably right.
If I'm not, I'm sure you'll be the first to tell me.
We'll have to wait and see, won't we? As far as I'm concerned, the jury is definitely still out.
Linda?
Oh, Kirsty, hello.
Sorry to disturb your lunch.
Was there something you wanted?
I've been looking at the script for Calendar Girls.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I think Ruth's a really intriguing character.
Oh, no, please, have a seat.
Thanks.
Yes, the thing about Ruth is she's a fascinating study in character development. Her journey begins
here. Well, she starts off a bit of a doormat, doesn't she?
Oh, well, yes, I suppose you could say that.
But she ends up this really strong woman.
Oh, yes. Essentially, that's true.
I think it's a really powerful message for women generally, that you don't have to put up with being treated like that.
Quite. You know, in many ways, she reminds me of Ibsen's Nora. In her struggle to find the inner strength to escape the marital prison, she stands for
Sorry,
all
that
women...
Sorry, I haven't got long. Can I read for the part?
Oh, well, yes, of course. We can have an audition tonight, if you like.
OK. That'd be great, thanks.
As you've got a script, shall we say 6:30 here after we finish?
Yeah, that's fine. Bit of a pushover at first, isn't she?
Oh, yes. She's always saying what she thinks other people want to hear.
Exactly. Mm. And although we never see him, it's clear her husband treats her like dirt.
And is undoubtedly off having affairs left, right and centre.
Well, there's no way I'd put up with something like that.
No, I'm sure you wouldn't.
I'd have it out with him and wipe the floor with him.
Well, it certainly sounds like you've got the spirit for the part.
Oh, thanks.
But shall we save it for the audition?
OK.
And then, who knows?
Oh, it's almost like Mum's never been away. She's even brought a cake over.
David... When did you decide to bring in a company to do the AI?
Sorry, love, what?
Pip's just told me. He's coming in from tomorrow for the next 6 weeks, apparently.
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
Why the hell did no one bother mentioning this to me?
I thought I had done.
No, you didn't.
I thought his details were up on the board.
Well, even if they are, it's not good enough.
No, I'm sorry, you're right.
I mean, apart from anything else, I've been doing it for years.
I know.
We've paid for me to go on refresher courses.
Ruth, let me explain.
Oh, please do. I'd love to hear why someone else is being paid to do my job.
Right. Look, look, I know it sounds a bit daft
now. A bit daft?
Please, love, please. It was back in August when you were still up in Preda a lot and we had no idea at the time what was happening next week, let alone months ahead.
Go on.
I just didn't know what your availability was going to be in November, so I had to make a decision.
All fine, David. All perfectly reasonable. But you didn't think to talk it through with me first.
No. No, I didn't want to distract you. Not with everything else you were dealing with. So I contracted the work out to a specialist company.
Well, I'm sorry it was so inconvenient for you, Mum being ill like that, and then dying so suddenly.
Oh, please, Ruth, it was never like that. You know that.
If only she'd given us enough warning, then we could have arranged things much better, couldn't we?
Look, at least it's one less thing for you to think about.
Oh, right. Like I'm snowed under with all the other things I'm doing at the moment.
The arrangement is the guy will come in once a day for the next few weeks and get the cows back into the car.
You don't have to tell me.
No. All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but look, as we've already signed the contract, it doesn't make sense to break it now. We still have to pay the company.
But you could have told me weeks ago, David.
You were busy sorting things out with your mum's estate.
It's a complete and utter waste of, what, £30 a cow?
Oh, you shouldn't look at it like that.
Yes, I should, and so should you. We're barely breaking even on the herd.
I know.
And this is just throwing money down the drain. I'm sitting here right now and I should be doing it. It's my job.
Yeah, of course it is.
And you didn't even think it was worth consulting me about the decision.
I'm really sorry, but at the time, I felt I couldn't take the risk on your availability.
What about later? After Mum died?
Yes. Yeah, you're right. I could have done it differently.
Oh, really?
There was just so much else going on. There was Pip going and then coming back. There was Mum moving out. There was looking after you when your mother...
The truth is, you made a decision and it was the wrong one. And once again, I got left out of the loop. Thanks a lot.
Five minutes, Henry.
Oh, what's this, darling?
Oh, it's a speeding ticket.
Hmm. So I see.
Sorry, I forgot to mention it.
So how did it happen?
I got spotted by a camera. I'm usually very careful.
Sure, the fixed penalty's gone up £100.
I know. We could have done without that. Well, I'll pay for it.
3 points on your licence as well. Well, you haven't been offered a speed awareness course, I see.
No.
Oh. So why were you going too fast?
I'd just had lunch with Ian and I was in a bit of a hurry to get back.
You really should stop rushing around.
Yes, it was silly of me.
Well, at least Henry wasn't with you.
I know.
I'm sure you wouldn't want to put him in danger by going too fast.
No, I'd never do that.
Especially after what happened on bonfire night.
Rob, you know how bad I felt about that.
And you've got the baby to think about now.
Yes.
We both need to be extra careful, don't we?
Yes, we do. I promise I won't do it again.
I know you won't.
Thanks for not getting angry with me.
Oh, hi, Usha. Come in.
I'm not stopping you from doing something terribly important, am I?
No, you're fine. Grab a seat.
Oh, thanks. Now, I've got a vital message from Alan.
Have you?
Please, could he borrow a cuff for the nativity service?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Should be able to find you a suitable one. When is it?
A week before Christmas, on the 18th.
Presumably he's asking Adam for a sheep and Shula for a donkey as well.
However did you guess?
I bet he's starting to get really busy now.
Yeah, it's more or less non-stop right up to the carol service on Christmas Eve. Oh, you should come to that. He's got the cathedral choir.
Lovely.
But it's feeling festive here too, isn't it? Jill was showing me her stash of Christmas cakes and puddings.
Mm.
And you've got Carol coming to Christmas lunch, I gather.
Have we?
Oh, well, she just said something at rehearsals the other day, but maybe I got that wrong.
No, no, you're probably right. I'm sure Jill was intending to mention it to me sometime.
No, just leave it till I get back. I won't be long.
Jazza's being a bit of a handful again.
He can be sometimes.
Yeah, don't know how you put up with it.
Oh, you get used to him.
Well, I'm not sure I could, not in the long term.
He's a hard worker and that's what counts. He's loyal too.
Yeah, of course. Do you want a hand with these tables?
Oh, please, Rob. Where did you find them? That second-hand furniture shop on the outskirts of Borchester. They got some good stuff there.
Well, sure they'll make excellent firewood?
Oh, no. They'll be just right for displaying the fruit and veg.
Sorry, Tony, you are joking, aren't you?
Don't get me wrong, Usha. It's great having Jill back.
I'm sure it is, but...
But... I can't help thinking that it should be Mum instead.
Mm. I'm sure everyone appreciates how difficult it's been for you.
You'd like to think so. Anyway, it just really brings it home. How much I miss her. Mm.
It wouldn't be normal if you felt any other way.
I certainly don't feel normal.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Sometimes it's like I hardly know what I'm thinking or doing from one moment to the next.
I'm sure that's not unusual.
Well, at least when Dad died, I still had Mum. But there's no one now.
Yeah, but don't forget, Ruth, you have David and the rest of the family and me. We're all here to support you.
Thanks, Usha.
You mustn't be too hard on yourself.
I've read about the stages people go through. Denial, anger, depression.
Well, I dare say that's true. But then talking it through with someone you trust can help you come out the other side.
Oh, I hope so.
And even if it sometimes feels like it's never going to end, believe me, it will.
Yeah, but what am I supposed to do with my life right now?
After everything you've been through these last few months, it's not surprising if you feel a bit lost.
More than a bit.
All the things you've had to deal with, that's a huge amount for anyone.
It's not even just Mum. Or Jill coming back either. It's Pip as well. I mean, obviously I love her to bits.
Of course you do.
But with her staying on and taking all the jobs I used to do...
Not all of them, surely.
More or less. Feels like there's nothing left for me to do.
Oh, but that's nonsense, Ruth. There's plenty for you to do. Think of all that expertise you've got. Pip's nowhere near that level yet.
It won't be long.
And David's always valued your skills, hasn't he?
Well, you say that. But I'm not even sure about that anymore.
Seriously, Tony, these won't go with anything else.
Oh, of course they will.
They're old-fashioned country-style tables.
Exactly. They're perfect.
You know that's not the style we've agreed on.
Isn't it?
No. They're completely wrong for the modern look we're creating.
Well, I don't agree. These tables are well made, they look right, and you know what? They remind me of a lovely old table Mum and Dad used to have years ago.
What, back in the 70s?
No, the 60s, actually, but the table was older.
But... we're not going for that sort of retro look. It's just wrong.
No, hold on, Rob. That's just your opinion.
No, it isn't. Helen, Tom, Pat, everyone's agreed.
Look at the glow on that wood. Just the touch of warmth
but
we need.
We've discussed this.
Look, I'm sorry to have to say this, Rob, because you've been doing an excellent job so far. But quite frankly, the way it's going, there's a real danger we'll end up looking far too clinical and sterile.
Sterile.
These tables will take the edge off that.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Honestly, Rob, I'm not trying to pick an argument.
Well, of course, I don't want to argue,
then
but
I can't understand why you object so strongly.
It's because...
I think they look absolutely fine.
I know you do.
They'll make the place look warmer and more comfortable.
Oh, please.
What people want is somewhere safe and reassuring to buy good, wholesome food.
Sorry, Tony, but that really does sound like a lot of organic mumbo-jumbo.
Mumbo-jumbo?
What people actually want nowadays is somewhere that looks bright, clean and hygienic.
Like a hospital operating theatre.
There are plenty of retail specialists who'd back me up.
Yes, but they're not running this shop. In this village, on this farm, are they?
So you're insisting on the tables?
Yes, I am.
All right. But if they do go in, they have to be painted gloss white.
No, Rob, I'm sorry. The tables are going in as they are, whether you like it or not. And there's an end to it.
You remember when I had me breast cancer and how amazing and supportive David was through all of that?
Yes, I do. Though the circumstances were rather different.
I know, but it's the nearest I can think of to how I feel now. And I want to feel like he's with me as much as he was then.
But you don't think that's the case?
Oh, I don't know, Usha. Maybe it feels like there are other things that are just as important to him. And that wasn't the case before.
You mustn't underestimate how incredibly hard it's been for both of you recently. He's been so worried about you, Ruth.
I know.
And these things don't resolve themselves overnight. What I am sure of is that David still loves you very much.
But why isn't he talking to me? Honestly, Usha, so many times in the past few months I've found out what's happening on the farm by accident. It's as if it's none of my business.
You've been so stressed. That must be part of the reason they were taking care of you.
I know, and decisions have to be made quickly.
Exactly.
But all it would have taken is a quick phone call.
Perhaps they were simply doing what they thought was right at the time.
Oh, I can see the logic.
But there's something else.
The truth is, fundamentally, I feel like I've lost David's trust. Oh, I know it sounds daft.
No, it doesn't.
Doing the insemination work is a big thing for me.
Well, of course it is.
It's my job, one of the ones I specialise in. David knows that.
Well, you know he didn't take the decision lightly.
No, but he's still taking it away from me. And I can't help thinking, what's going to be next?
Well, it does sound better than what we had before.
Do you think so?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll take a look in the morning and I'll let you know what I think then.
OK, I'd appreciate that.
Everything OK?
Anyway, Dad, I'd better go. Rob's just come
in. All right, I'll see him in the morning then.
OK, bye then.
Bye, love.
Hello, darling.
Hi. Where's Henry?
Upstairs, playing.
Oh, I'll go up and see him in a minute.
How's your day? Lamb tagine today. Should be ready in about 20 minutes.
Wasn't your dad telling you all about it just now?
What?
My day.
No.
Oh, I thought he might have been telling you about how he overruled me.
No. What about?
Some scruffy old tables he found in a junk shop and wants us to use for the fruit and veg display.
Doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I tried telling him, but he wouldn't listen.
Well, wonder why.
Lord knows. I mean, I thought he was supposed to be retired.
You know, Dad.
Yeah, he just can't resist meddling.
We're all working on this together. Mum, too.
After all the hard work I've been putting into your family's shop.
It's our family. Rob, you're part of it.
Well, I'm not sure anyone's told your dad yet.
Look, I don't know exactly what happened between you two, but I'm sure Dad didn't mean anything by it.
Maybe not.
I'm sorry if he's upset you.
It doesn't matter.
But even if you had to give in this time, I'm sure you'll get plenty of other opportunities to have your say.
Let's hope so.
Everyone really values your input, you know that.
Well, I hope Tony's big enough to put it behind him.
Of course he will be. And after all, you're so good at all this.
Thanks, darling.
That's true.
Have you done anything about that speeding ticket yet?
Oh, no, not yet, sorry.
No, don't forget.
No, I won't. But one thing I can tell you, you've had a message about that job.
From Greenbury Farm Services?
Yep. They want you to go for an interview.
Oh, right.
I knew they'd be impressed by your CV.
Well, you'd like to think so.
Of course they were.
Thanks.
And once they see how clever you are, I'm sure they'll snap you up.
Ah, all right then, Jim. Thanks for letting me know.
Neil, what on earth are you doing?
What?
Standing there in your underpants for all the world to see.
I'm not standing, Susan. I'm sitting down.
It makes no difference.
Yes, it does. All they'd see is my chest. And I'm sure no one's there anyway, not in this weather.
Oh, And why have you dumped a pile of wet clothes on the floor?
Oh, I was going to pick them up, but then Jim rang.
Oh, they're absolutely soaking.
Well, that's because I've been doing the arcs with Jazzer.
Why?
Because Johnny's been helping out at the shop.
Oh, you're the manager. They shouldn't keep taking your workers away like their precious shop's the only thing that matters.
Well, they are opening next week.
Oh, I know. Are you going to sit there all evening in your pants?
No, Susan.
Oh, we've got a rehearsal to go to, remember?
How could I forget?
Oh, I'll have to put these in the wash now. What was Jim calling about?
Oh, yeah, well, it's good news about the village shop.
Huh? What's that?
We've been granted community asset status.
Oh, Neil, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I was going to, but you...
So, that should finally put pay to Hazel Woolley's schemes.
Yeah, certainly make it much harder for her. If she ever wants to sell, at least we'll have the chance to try and buy it before it goes on the open market.
So, all we need to know now is when we can start moving everything back in and reopen.
Yeah, Linda will be pleased. We can tell her at rehearsal.
Yeah. But you will put some trousers on first, won't you, Neil?
December the 14th, Elizabeth. It's the anniversary of their civil partnership.
Oh, that's nice.
They want to keep it low-key, just a few family and friends at the register office. But,
and what about the reception?
Oh, well, I think Adam said he was going to ask Kenton, assuming the ball's fully functioning by then.
I'm sure Kenton and Jolene would love to host it.
The official reopening's on the 4th, isn't it, Lillian? To coincide with the Christmas lights?
Mm, that's right.
Oh, what a great idea. I wonder why Linda's keeping us all waiting so long.
Yeah, I don't know. Susan went in a moment ago, didn't she? Looking as if she had something very important to say.
So, as soon as we get the nod from Hazel, it's full steam ahead, Linda.
Well, thank you for letting me know.
Oh, I can't wait to get back in there and start sorting everything out.
No, I'm sure you can't. We should call a meeting of the committee, really.
Oh, well, that's the next thing I'm going to do. We should definitely try and open before Christmas. We always do well in December.
Anyway,
I've been keeping an eye on what they're doing at Bridge Farm with the organic shop.
I really should get this rehearsal started.
Mind you, I'm not sure it's all going as smoothly up there as they'd have you believe.
Oh? Why's that?
Well, couldn't help noticing Rob and Tony having a bit of a... to do in the yard yesterday.
Phoebe passed her driving theory test, by the way.
Did she? Mm. Well, that's good.
Oh, she works so hard.
She's been doing all this swatting up for Oxbridge and giving Brian a hard time.
I keep finding copies of The Economist and New Scientist everywhere.
I know. All a bit over my head, darling.
Phoebe seems very at home with it all anyway.
Oh, sorry, but I've got to go.
Is everything all right, Elizabeth?
Oh, yes, but I just need to deal with this. Can you let Linda know I won't be long?
If she deigns to let us in. I do hope she doesn't take it all too seriously this year.
Oh, gosh, so do I. We all just want to have a bit of fun. Hello, Neil.
Hello, Jennifer. Have you seen Susan?
She's in there with Linda, having a bit of a confab.
Actually, Neil, I'm glad you're here because I've got something to offer you.
Oh, yeah?
My old kitchen's been sitting outside in one of our barns for the last 18 months.
Oh, right.
And I was thinking... You might be able to make use of it in the village hall to replace the old one.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm very grateful. Thank you, Jennifer.
It's still in very good condition and, well, if I'm honest, rather better than the one that got destroyed in the flood.
Well, it should save us quite a bit of money, too.
Oh, I thought I was late.
Oh, no, Linda told us to wait out here, Kirsty,
for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's 6 minutes past now.
Well, I think we should go in, don't you?
Yeah.
But Rob's been so conscientious, hasn't he?
Oh, no. You couldn't fault him on that.
Sorry if we're interrupting.
Oh, you might have forgotten us.
But here we are.
Oh, am I still the only man?
At this rehearsal, yes, Neil.
All right.
We're actually only one male cast member down, and I'm hoping to rectify that situation very soon.
Oh, Neil, don't mind being the only man, do you?
No, I suppose not.
You're a lucky man, Neil, especially with this play.
Yes, right. Well, if you'd all like to take a seat.
Oh, Elizabeth said she'll be back as soon as she can.
Now, I have a couple of announcements to make.
Oh, good.
First, we have now completed the casting of all the female roles.
Oh, that's great.
Kirsty will be playing Ruth.
Hi, everyone. Oh,
and once again, I shall be taking on the mantle of actor-director.
Linda.
As I was saying...
Oh, Carol and Alice both send their apologies.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Now, as I was saying, I shall be playing the part of Mari.
She's the busybody, isn't she? Perfect casting, then.
Would you care to share the joke, Lillian? Kirsty?
Sorry, Linda.
No, that's fine. You carry on, Linda.
Thank you. Now, this evening, we're going to do some trust exercises.
Yes,
I want to build a sacred bond of trust between us as cast members. This is due to the intimate nature of the play.
Actually, Linda...
No, Susan, let me continue. First, I want you all to choose a
partner. But before we start, I'd like to know how we're going to be doing the naked scenes.
Oh, yes, actually, so would I.
Yeah, me.
There is a line spoken by Chris in Act 1, Scene 4. You're making the fatal mistake of confusing naked with nude.
What does that mean?
Well, simply that there is a huge difference between the two. It's critical to an understanding of the play.
But that doesn't answer my question.
Well, naked is simply flesh in the raw, as it were. Nudity is art. No, please, everybody. The nudity is something we will address when we're further down the line.
But why not now?
Yes, come on, Linda. We all want to know how we're going to do the nudie photo shoot.
I mean, when push comes to shove, we're all going to have to get our kit off. And I, for one, depend on a well-formed bra.
Just go outside. Get a breath of fresh air.
Really, there's no need to make an issue of this.
Oh, that's all very well for you to say. You won't be flashing anything, will you?
The stage directions make it perfectly clear there will be devices in place to preserve one's modesty.
I read somewhere about some of the things one production did. They were really clever.
Exactly. Hundreds of groups have done it, using sleight of hand and theatrical devices, smoke and mirrors, if you will.
So what are these smoke and mirrors?
Presumably they have to take off some clothes, at least.
Your character doesn't.
No, but I'm still interested.
All right. Now, please, ladies, rest assured, when the time comes, I will make absolutely sure you have nothing to worry about, all right?
Where's Neil gone?
I think he went outside.
Oh. I'll go and fetch him back in.
Oh, but Susan, no.
Wait a minute, Linda.
Oh.
I thought I'd find you out here.
Oh, sorry. It was getting a bit hot in there.
Well, no.
And, then there was all that talk about, you know...
Well, at least you get to keep your clothes on.
Oh, that's true. But, well, you do want to do it, don't you, Susan? I mean, you can always pull out before it goes too far.
Oh, as the actress said to the bishop.
Susan!
Sorry, Neil. You just slipped out.
There you go again.
Oh, I do love you.
And me, you. You've got to have a sense of humour about these things, haven't you?
Definitely.
So, what do you think, then? Are you up for it?
Neil?
Well, no, seriously, Susan. As long as you're sure.
I am.
Well, if you still want to be in the play, then I suppose I'll just have to do it too.
Oh. Thank you, Neil.
And relax.
books. Well done, everybody.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, Susan, that's all for today.
Oh, that was interesting.
Good, Neil. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Just wait till we start the real rehearsals, darling. Then you'll have fun.
I'm sorry I had to dip in out a bit.
Yes, I was going to say how important it is we have full commitment from now on. The main thing now is to sort out next week's photo shoot for the calendar.
Next week?
Where are you going to take them?
Oh, we're hoping to have some outside in picturesque settings.
On top of Lake Eels, nice.
Wouldn't that be too exposed, though?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
How about the Millennium Wood?
Wherever we go, we'll be freezing.
All in the cause of art, Kirsty.
You could take some in the ball. I'm sure Kenton would be up for it.
Well, yes, some interiors may be advisable.
Too right.
And Robert will be taking the pictures, but I'm afraid that due to my many other commitments, I probably won't be able to attend myself.
Oh, does that mean you're not going to be in it?
Sadly not. Well, in the play, Mari does not appear in the calendar, so it would hardly be appropriate if I were to appear in the Ambridge calendar.
Hold on a minute, Linda. Am I right in thinking you want all the other ladies to strip off for charity, but you're not prepared to do it yourself?
Oh, Neil, please, you make it sound as though I have a choice. No, it will be terribly confusing for the audience.
Well, I'm not confused.
Me neither.
Is anyone else?
Neil's right, Linda. Doing it all together is the same as you getting us to do these trust exercises. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. It's about building team spirit.
Mm. You do want to show solidarity with the rest of us, don't you? I mean, Jenny's up for it, aren't you, darling?
Well, oh yes, yes, I suppose so.
And her character's not in the calendar.
No.
So, come on, Linda.
I think they've got a point.
Yeah, if we're all doing it, so should you.
Yes.
Well, I hadn't realised the strength of feeling was so great.
Oh, perhaps we should take a vote on it.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yes, why not? Yes.
No, it's all right. I can see which way the wind is blowing.
So, that's settled.
Yes,
well,
but...
Well said, Neil. We're either all in it together, Linda, or not at all.
Would you like a cup of tea, Ruth?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
I could make coffee if you'd prefer.
No, it's okay. I'll have a glass of water. You really don't have to tidy everything up, Jill.
It's no bother.
Honestly, I can do it.
Ooh. I seem to have got the wrong cupboard.
Sorry, we changed it round while you were at Lower Loxley.
So, where do the cereals go now?
Next to the fridge.
I see.
It was Ben's idea to put them in there.
I'm sure I'll soon get used to it.
Why don't you sit down and let me do the rest?
Well, it doesn't matter who does it, as long as it gets done.
Well, at least let me put these things in the dishwasher.
Okay.
Has someone moved the mug tray?
Oh, sorry, force of habit. I put it back where it used to be.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Jill, it's fine.
So how's all the paperwork coming along?
Oh, I've still got loads to catch up on. Plus there's more stuff to do with Mum's estate.
Yes. All those bits and pieces to sort out. It's not quick, is it?
You can say that again. Oh, hi, Pip.
Hiya. It's freezing out there.
There's tea made. That should warm you up.
Great.
When's the AI guy coming in?
Who? Jez.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
I thought I might have a chat with him, see how he's doing.
Well, actually, he's been and gone, and he's not really the talkative type. Just wants to get on with it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Maybe I won't bother then.
You know, there's something we've all completely forgotten about.
What's that?
We still haven't celebrated your degree properly.
But that was ages ago.
We were going for a meal, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, La Femme du Monde.
We could book it again, couldn't we, Ruth?
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
No, honestly, there's no need, Gran. That champagne you brought me was enough.
Champagne?
Well, it was nothing, really. I actually bought it for us all to drink together.
But then you and Dad had to rush off to Prudder when Granny Heather walked out of the care home.
Oh, right.
Oh, sorry, Mum, I didn't...
No, it's okay.
That's right. I don't think David knew about it either.
But if you think it's a good idea, Mum, maybe we could all go out together.
Yes, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
He seemed quite impressed by our slaughterroom, didn't he?
We've got our licence and that is all that matters. I told you today was a good day.
Every day's a good day for you, Toby.
Now we've had the official go-ahead, there's nothing stopping us.
No, you're right. Another step towards our goal.
It's just a shame we lost out on that share farming with Adam.
That's still bugging you, isn't it?
No, it's not a big deal, Rex.
I don't suppose Pip getting the gig instead has anything to do with it.
Yeah, seriously, it's not a big issue. And besides, it's only a temporary setback.
How do you mean?
She won't be able to resist me in the end.
I was talking about Pip getting the job, not refusing to go out with you.
Yeah, I know. I think we should offer to go in with Pip and run some cattle on Adam's land as well.
But he's already turned us down.
Yeah, but he doesn't want us running it, but doesn't stop us having our cattle in the herd.
Why would he agree to that?
Because it would reduce his investment, give him economies of scale. It makes perfect sense.
I think we should concentrate on what we're going to do here next.
Oh, come on, bro.
Let's stay focused on poultry. Small-scale enterprises.
No, we should give it a go. Fortune favours the brave and all that.
Well, where are you going?
Come on, Pips. Look, say you have 150 head altogether. You could run 50, Adam would have his 50, and we could run 50 as well.
You never give up, do you?
Not if I can help it. Come on, it's a win-win situation. We'd all benefit.
Well, I'm not against it in principle.
That's good.
And I'd like to help you with your business if I can.
No, you already have. We are grateful. So, what are you waiting for?
Well, I'll have to check it with Adam first. See what he thinks.
Okay, great. Shall I come with you?
I'm not going now.
When will you go, then?
Toby, I'll mention it to him later, all right? I'm seeing him about something else anyway.
And you're sure you don't want me to come with you?
No, I can manage on my own.
Then you'll let me know how you get on later today?
Don't push it, Toby.
Sorry, I can't help it. It's just how I am.
Sorry. Was I disturbing you?
No, it's okay. But why have you got all the cereal out? And these cake tins?
I'd forgotten I had so many different shapes and sizes. But they do seem to fit better this way round.
Do they?
Plus, there's more space in that other cupboard for the cereals. I hope you don't mind.
No, it's fine.
Right then. Have you heard that Linda's going to be stripping off after all?
What?
For the calendar. They're going to sell it for charity, just like in the play.
Oh, right.
Apparently Linda wasn't going to be in it, but everyone else thought that was very unfair. So now she's doing it as well.
Rather them than me.
Absolutely. It's far too cold at this time of year to be doing that sort of thing.
I can think of other reasons too.
Now, I've got a batch of biscuits in the oven, but I might make a Victoria sponge too.
If you like. I think I'll go and see what the others are doing.
That's a good idea.
I've been in that office far too long already today.
Go on. That's it. Go on, in you go.
Come on, then. Come on. Open up. Are there many left?
About a dozen. All right, Tig.
Oh, that's good. Hi, you two. Need a hand?
Oh, hi.
Oh, yeah. I think we're okay. Drenching's always easier with three people.
Yeah, I know, but Pitt's been so efficient, we're nearly done.
Oh, right. Oh, but thanks, though, Mum.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. We both love a cuppa if you want to put the kettle on.
Yeah, I'm parched. Right. Okay. I think I can just about manage that.
Ruth?
Do you think Mum's okay? I'm a bit worried about her.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Back so soon?
It turns out they didn't need my help in the end.
Oh, well.
They've nearly finished.
Well, that's good. These biscuits will still be nice and warm.
Great.
And I'm sure they'll want a cuppa too. So I put everything out ready.
Oh, good. Thanks, Jill.
Anyway, I'm sure we'll soon get the hang of it.
Hey, look who's coming.
Oh, what do you think she'll say?
Well, she's smiling. So, is it good news or good news?
Your luck's in.
Hey! Really?
Adam's okay with you bringing some cattle in, so long as you raise your own capital.
Oh, well, of course.
And he thinks the numbers sound good too.
50 each?
Yeah, potentially.
Yes!
50 cattle? Well, where are we going to get that sort of money from?
Well, ways and means, Rex. Ways and means.
Yeah, I'll still be in charge, though.
Understood.
And you'll have to pay a daily grazing rate plus the insurance.
So all we need to do now is raise, what, 50 grand?
Relax, I can handle it.
I'll go and check the fencing.
I take it Rex isn't so keen.
No. Well, he'll be okay. He just takes a little while to come round to these things.
But the geese are looking good.
Yeah, perfect. The ministry vets approved everything.
Oh, well done. Anyway, I'd better be going.
Oh, before you go, Pip, I just wanted to say again a huge, huge thank you. We owe you so much.
That's okay. It's nothing, really.
And, well, seeing as you're staying in Ambridge for the foreseeable future,
here we go.
Well, how about us going on that date you've been promising me?
Well, Toby, I shall have to check my diary. But you never know.
Really? How about a Christmas kiss under the mistletoe?
It's far too early for that.
But you're not against the idea in principle?
Well, let's just see, shall we?
No holes, we're fine.
Great.
Have you told Pip our idea for promoting the birds?
No, I haven't.
What's that?
We're organising a rugby event.
Called Feathers Will Fly.
Mm, we'll set it up here with a stall to promote and sell the geese.
Oh, wow, that sounds great. But who's playing?
Well, we thought we'd get a few of my mates along from the rugby club.
But don't you need a proper pitch?
No, it's touch rugby.
Like a smaller version of the real thing.
So all you need is a ball and two teams.
We mark out the pitch with cones. Bob's your uncle.
Oh, sounds pretty straightforward.
Mm. We want to get other people involved as well. You know, anyone who wants to make up a team.
Mm. There's no tackling.
Yeah, so no one gets hurt.
Plus, it means men and women can play together.
Well, in that case, sounds amazing.
Excellent.
We're going to put out posters and flyers.
Well, if you like, I can spread the word too. See who's interested.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fantastic.
And you can put me down for a start.
Great.
Hey, well, you see, Rex, what did I tell you? Today just keeps getting better and better.
How's it going, love?
Fine. Now that I've finally found something I can do.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
Is everything okay?
You checking up on me?
No. I just, you know, wondered how you're doing. The calves are looking good, aren't they?
There's one over there in the corner that was really struggling at first, but she's picked up these last couple of days.
Well, that'll be down to you. You've always been good with the calves.
You don't have to say that.
I'm not just saying it, it's true.
There's no need to patronise me.
Oh. Ruth, aren't I allowed to say anything nice to you?
Oh, I'm sorry, David. I'm just tired.
Something's bothering you, isn't it?
Have you booked that table for Friday night?
Yeah, I have. Ben and Josh can't make it there.
Why not?
Oh, you know, prior engagements, of course. And it doesn't get better for at least a couple of weeks, so I thought we should go ahead anyway.
But they should be there.
Pip knows they're proud of her.
I suppose so.
So, anyway, we can finally celebrate Pip's degree.
Even if Jill did beat us to it.
It was only a bottle of champagne.
I know.
It'll be nice to celebrate what Pip's achieved. And look forward to more success in the future.
Yeah, let's hope so. Whatever it may hold.
It'll only be a small affair, just close family and a few friends.
Right.
But Ian said he definitely wants me to be there, which is nice.
Yeah, good for you.
And you're invited too, of course.
Helen, to be honest, I'd rather not.
Why not?
Well, I can't see what difference it makes having a wedding.
It means they'll be properly married in the eyes of the world. That's important.
Really?
Yes. Well, I'm sure it means a lot to them.
Hmm.
Well, Adam's still going to have his roving eye, though.
Oh, honestly, Rob, you make him sound terrible.
Well, would you trust him, given his track record?
Well, yes, I think so. I can't really say, seeing as I'm not in that situation.
Well, all right, then, let me put it another way. Do you think that sort of behaviour is acceptable?
No, of course not. I don't.
Ian's your friend. Imagine how hurt he'd be if he ever found out.
No, it'd be awful.
Though, actually, maybe it's not such a bad idea on Ian's part.
Why'd you say that?
Well, he obviously wants to tie Adam down. Especially with Charlie Thomas still sniffing around like a bitch on heat.
Rob! Don't be so horrible. Henry might hear you.
Yeah, talking of whom?
Henry, we need to go in a minute.
Bye.
He's got his things all ready.
Look, I'm happy for you that you've been invited, but I don't think I'll be joining you, darling.
Rob, please. I want you to be there as well.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think I can be that hypocritical.
I am sorry to bother you, Mrs. Woolley.
No, no, please, Clary. Tell me what it is you'd like me to do, and I'll see if I can help.
Well, I was wondering if there was a chance you could talk to Hazel on our behalf.
About Keeper's Cottage?
Yes. See, we was wondering if there's any way she might change her mind about us having to leave.
I have to say, I think it's very unfair the way she's gone about it.
I would try talking to her myself, or Eddie would. But we know she won't listen to us.
She doesn't always listen to me either.
No, but you stand a better chance than we do.
Well, I'll certainly give it a try.
Oh, thank you ever so much, Mrs. Woolley.
But I can't promise anything, I'm afraid.
No, 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 I understand.
Especially since she's already given way over the shop.
Oh, I know.
I suppose you've been looking into other possibilities in case she won't change her mind.
Oh, yeah. We're off in a minute to look at some places the other side of Borchester.
Really? Oh, dear. It'd be terrible if you had to move too far from the village.
Yeah, well, anyway, I won't keep you. No, don't get up. See myself, Hit.
Well, it was nice to see you, Clary. And I promise I'll do my best.
Thanks again. It's much appreciated.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Oh, there's no time like the present.
Hello.
Hazel, it's Peggy.
This isn't a convenient time. Is it important?
Yes, it is, rather.
Then call me back at 3:30. I can give you a few minutes then.
Oh. Rob was right, wasn't he?
What about?
Putting those halogen lights in. They look great. He's got a good eye for that sort of thing.
I think I found a way to make those tables of Tony's blend in.
Oh, yes. Well done. That looks great.
I don't know what all the fuss was about.
No, well, let's hope Tony doesn't turn up with any more surprises.
I think it's all coming together very nicely.
There's still plenty to do, though. Any sign of that herb and spice order yet?
No, I don't think so.
Right, I'll go and chase it up.
Oh, thanks.
And the teas and coffee, so we can start building the displays.
Do you think he's still put out that Tony overruled him?
No, Mum, of course not. He's fine with it.
Oh. That this week's Echo?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see if our advert's in. Oh, yes. Here it is.
Wow, that looks great.
Doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. There's only a week to go.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, that sounds really stupid. It's just seeing it printed out like that makes you realise.
And as Rob said, there's still plenty to do.
Do you think we'll get everything ready in time?
With this lot putting out all the stops, of course we will.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
And Rob's doing such a great job of project
managing. Oh, no! Oh, look at the time! Sorry, Mum, I've got to go and get Henry. I can't be late.
Don't worry, Helen, you've still got plenty of time.
This is the best so far.
I suppose so.
It's the last one, isn't it?
That we can afford.
This one ain't got a garden either.
Difficult when you're two floors up.
Just the one bedroom and all.
Oh, Eddie, I don't like any of them.
Yeah, well, that's because they're all horrible. What choice have we got?
If we took this one, where would Joe sleep?
On the sofa?
No, that's not right. Not at his age. Wonder if Mrs. Woolley's spoken to Hazel yet.
Yeah. I wouldn't pin your hopes on that.
Don't think I can do this, Eddie.
Hey. It's only temporary, love. Till the new year. Then we'll sort something else out.
Well, I don't see how. How on earth are the three of us going to cope in a tiny little place like this?
What's happened, love?
I've had an accident.
But you're okay?
Yes, I'm all right. The car's got a huge dent, though, and a terrible scratch down one side.
But the main thing is you're not hurt.
No, Mum, I'm fine.
What about Henry?
I haven't picked him up yet. He's still waiting at school.
Is someone looking after him?
Yeah, I called to let them know.
You can't drive, then?
No, Mum, I don't think I can.
So, what happened exactly?
It was all so quick. I looked and started to turn. He just came out of nowhere.
Oh, Helen, love, just calm down.
I avoid it, Mum. He came straight into me. We'd hardly know he'd been in an accident at all.
So long as you're okay, that's all that matters.
Don't tell Rob yet.
What's going on?
Actually, he's standing next to me, Helen. She's had an accident, but she's okay.
Can I?
Yes, of course. I'm passing you over to Rob now.
Helen, is Henry all right?
Yes, he's still at school. It's all my fault. I didn't see the other car.
Now, it's all right, darling. Don't worry. She really has got to slow down a bit.
What are you saying?
No, nothing, darling, nothing. Now, tell me where you are and we'll come and get you.
But the Grundys have always lived in Ambridge.
Your point is?
Because of you, they might have to move miles away.
The state of the local housing market is hardly my responsibility.
No, but you might show some compassion.
Oh, really, Peggy?
It's not what Jack would have wanted. Not at all.
Not that old chestnut.
But it's true.
Peggy, times are hard for all of us. I'm not a charity. And Daddy would not have wanted me to get all sentimental about those feckless Grundys.
How could you be so cruel?
Have you seen the work I've done to that cottage?
Yes, I have.
Then you should know I've spent a lot of money. I need to get some return. And if that means asking the Grundys to leave, then...
And that's your final word?
Yes, it is. Now, if that's all you have to say, I need to get on.
Hold on a second, Hazel.
What is it now?
Susan Carter would like to know about the shop. When can they start trading again?
Oh, that. It's of no consequence to me. They can reopen whenever they like.
Oh, thanks for picking him up, Mum. He seems all right.
It's you we're worried about.
Oh, I'm fine.
Can't see any skid marks.
No, it was just a bump, really.
You did exchange details with the other guy?
Yep. He's going to talk to his insurers and me to mine. But it was my fault, I think.
Now, the only thing that matters is that you're safe.
That's right.
I wasn't concentrating. It must have been it. Only for a split second, though.
Oh, at least Henry wasn't with you.
No, thank goodness.
God forbid if you'd been seriously hurt. Somehow the baby...
Oh, hardly bears thinking about.
Yeah. He could be the safest driver in the world. All it takes is some idiot to come along.
Now you're scaring me, Rob.
Sorry, darling, take no notice.
No, but it's true. You do have to be incredibly careful when you see some of the things people do.
I promise I'll be extra careful next time.
Perhaps you shouldn't drive when you're tired or fraught.
Or do you even have to drive at all?
Oh, well, now that might prove quite difficult.
I don't see why. I'm sure we could cover most of the journeys between us.
But, Mum, it'll be impossible if I can't drive.
Remember the last time you had an accident with poor Mike? And how much that affected you?
Yeah, well, that was years ago.
I didn't know about that.
No, it was a bad time.
Well, it's surprising the effect these things can have.
Exactly. And frankly, I don't think it's worth the risk. Not when Tony and me and Rob, I expect...
Oh, of course.
We can help cover the school run, plus any other journeys to do with the business.
Actually, darling, I think Pat's right. Wouldn't it be better not to have any of that to worry about?
I don't know.
It would only be for a few months, after all.
Yeah, and I know it seems like a real nuisance now, but you'd soon get used to it.
We're only suggesting it because we care about you.
That's right. All any of us wants is for you, the baby, and Henry to be safe.
So Hazel said no?
I'm afraid so. I really did try.
Oh, I'm sure you did, Mrs. Woolley.
I just wasn't able to change her mind.
Well, never mind. At least it's good news about the shop.
I'm sorry I couldn't do better, Clary.
Thanks anyway.
All right. Goodbye then.
Bye, Mrs. Woolley. Only to be expected, I suppose.
Oh, did you see that?
No, what?
Another of them posters for Feathers Will Fly.
Oh, they're putting them up everywhere.
Wish I'd never met those blooming Fairbrews, driving us out of business with their geese.
No, the turkeys could still pick up.
No, it's hopeless, Clary. We're probably going to make a loss on them.
Hope you're wrong, Eddie.
Yeah. I hope their rotten rugby thing's a complete failure.
We've got to find somewhere to live, Eddie.
I know. There's nothing else in this week's Echo?
No, nothing at all.
Yeah, terrific.
I've been thinking, don't say no straight away, love. Maybe we should look at finding a place for Joe.
What?
Only temporary, mind. Just till we've managed to get settled.
You mean put Dad in a home?
It's not what I want. Of course it isn't.
No way. I'd never do that to my own father.
But we've tried everything else.
No, Clary. We'll find something. We've just got to keep looking.
Well, I don't know where. Those flats we saw today, that's it.
It can't be.
Oh, Eddie, it is. I don't think we've got no choice.
Okay. Bye.
You ready, love?
Can you give me a couple more minutes? I just need to send this email.
It's just we're all waiting out here.
I know, but this won't take a sec.
Pip, can you tell your mum we need to go?
Come on, Mum. I'm starving.
We don't want to be late.
The more you interrupt, the longer it'll take.
All right, well, 2 minutes max.
That's all I need.
And if you're not ready by then, we'll come and drag you out by force. She'll be out in a couple of minutes.
We're cutting it a bit fine.
No. She'll only take about 20 minutes.
Well, Friday night traffic.
And it isn't always easy to park.
Well, I don't suppose they'll shoot us if we're 5 minutes late.
Never know, they might.
Oh, no. Now it's raining.
They did say it was coming.
I'll get the car and I'll bring it to the door.
You don't have to.
Well, there's no point in everybody getting soaked.
Let's hope it's just a passing shower.
I wouldn't bet on it. Mum, have you finished yet?
Nearly.
I'll go and see what's keeping her. Just listen to that rain.
Have we got umbrellas?
Good point. Pip, have we got the umbrellas?
Yeah, I'll go and grab a couple.
Must be important, this email.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, I won't interrupt.
Thanks.
David was showing me the menu earlier.
Oh.
The food looks wonderful.
It's got a very good reputation.
All sorts of haute cuisine. I'd never dare try to cook myself.
Right, that's me done.
Oh, good.
I've got the umbrellas. Are we ready?
Yeah, I am now. Thanks for waiting.
So, let's go and celebrate.
Hey, cheer up, Charlie. Might never happen.
What?
Oh, it's Friday night. Time to let your hair down.
Sorry, I've just got a few things on my mind. Looks like the refurb's going well.
Oh, yeah. Well, feels like we finally turned the corner.
It's been a long time.
Oh, tell me about it.
When's the grand reopening?
Friday the 4th, same night as the Christmas lights. Like it says on the poster?
Oh,
I trust you'll be here for the big night.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Hi, Charlie.
Benton. Oh, hi, Adam.
Oh, hi there. Well, I'll see you later, guys, OK?
Yeah, see you. How come you're all alone on a Friday night?
I've just managed to escape from Ron Medler.
Oh, from Bank Farm?
Yeah, 45 minutes moaning about milk prices.
That's dairy farmers for you.
Yeah, but I came to the pub to get away from all that.
Looks like Eddie's had a similar idea.
Hmm?
Things are pretty tough for them at the moment.
Why's that?
They've got to move out of Grey Gables in a couple of weeks.
Well, not by the end of next week.
I don't think so.
You know Justin's party staying there, through till after the ball on Friday.
And you'd rather the Grundys were gone?
Well, no, I'm not saying that.
They've been given notice to quit their old home too, so there's nowhere else for them to go in Ambridge.
Well, I'm sure that must be very difficult.
Oh, it is for them. They've been here for generations.
And I hope they find somewhere. You know, I could be in a similar position myself soon.
It's not that bad, is it?
But I don't live up to Justin's expectations.
Charlie, there's no way he'd get rid of you.
No, I'm sure you're right. Sorry, it's just been a very long week.
That's certainly true.
And that 65 pence change. Yeah, Fallon's always dashing off somewhere these days.
Oh, you wouldn't believe how busy she and Emma are. Right through Christmas, into the new year.
Well, they've got the Ambridge Tea Room for a start. When's that opening?
A week or two before Christmas. Oh. And they've got this massive wedding in January.
Well, that sounds good.
Plus, there's all the Christmas furs and events.
Well, you've got to hand it to them.
I'm trying to be loyal, Sir Paul.
Yeah, I know you are. It's a shame they can't do their own fair like they did last year.
But with the village all out of action...
Hey, mate. Watch this space.
Can I get you a drink, Kenton?
I wouldn't say no to a half. Same again?
Aye, thanks. It's great seeing the old village so busy.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. What with all these openings and relaunches?
And then there's Feathers Will Fly as well.
Oh, yeah, what a great idea that is.
I hear Jazza, Johnny and Jamie have all signed up.
Oh, all the J's then. How about you?
I'm not sure I can get the time off.
Oh, you wimp.
Well, what about you then?
Oh, no, that's definitely one to watch from the sidelines. Now, when you think back to how dead this whole place was after the flood...
Ah, I know. It's pretty amazing. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Or more like the Blitz spirit.
Oh, I remember the bucking bronco and that horn-blowing competition.
They were great fun, weren't they?
You could say that.
I'm glad to hear they're back again this year, along with the shop girls and a few other little delights.
Sounds like it's going to be a great success, as usual.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. And the shoot.
Is it that important? I mean, we all hope they will be, but you make it sound serious.
No, let's just say I need Justin to be happy with things.
Would this have anything to do with that chat you had with him?
Look, as you know, Adam, Justin's standards are high. He likes to be associated with success. And after recent events at Barrow Farm...
Which were completely outside your control. No one could have worked harder to sort it all out.
I don't think that's how Justin saw it.
Honestly, Charlie, it'll be fine. I know it will.
Wish I could be so certain. There have already been mutterings about my choice of Grey Gables.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Well, from what Ian's told me, Oliver and Caroline are really happy with how Kathy and Roy are handling things there.
It's good to know.
It's not like you to be so pessimistic.
I know. It's just a couple of parties. I'm sure everything will be okay.
Of course it will. Hey, another one?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Over the past few months, Pip, you have been a rock. You really have.
Please, Dad, you're making me embarrassed now.
He's only saying what's true.
Right from when you were a little girl, asking all those questions about what I was doing in the fields all day.
I was always asking Phil that.
I knew that you had it in you to be a farmer, and this degree confirms that. So...
Yeah, Pip, you've been amazing. We've faced a lot of difficulties over the last year. We've had to make some very big decisions.
Yes, you have.
And it hasn't been easy. In fact, sometimes it's been horrendous. But throughout that time, your commitment to farming and to Brookfield, eventually...
Thanks for reminding me, Mum.
No, it's true. Your commitment has shone through.
Yeah, yeah.
How you found the time to get such a great degree as well, I really don't know.
No, neither do I.
But as your mum, as your parents, we couldn't be more proud. So, I'd like to propose a toast. To Pip Archer, a brilliant farmer, daughter and granddaughter.
Yeah. To Pip.
To Pip.
To Pip.
You see Bert over there? Hmm? Now, there's a man who lost more than anyone in the flood.
Oh, of course he did.
But even he's managed to keep going, to move on.
That's true.
And think of all the gardening that he's done for Carol. Oh, you know, she's helped him choose Frieda's rose with a bit of help from Mum.
That's nice.
Yeah, we're planting it here in the garden.
Yeah. What did they choose?
A Borsetshire bell.
That sounds very appropriate.
Oh, it's lovely. A dusk pink climbing rose.
It sounds just right.
Yeah, we ordered it this afternoon. I reckon it takes a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And when it gets here, Bert's planning a little planting ceremony.
How lovely.
Yeah. Well, Frieda was an amazing woman. And we're going to make sure that she's never forgotten.
By the way, Charlie, I haven't told you yet, have I?
You'll have to give me more of a clue than that.
Sorry. Ian and I, we've set a date.
What? When's that?
December the 14th, our anniversary.
Really?
You sound surprised.
No. It's just sooner than I thought.
It makes perfect sense.
Does it?
Yeah, lots of couples are getting married these days.
And it's what the both of you want?
Of course, we're both really keen to do it.
And I'm glad to hear it.
It's not going to be big or fancy, just a few friends and family.
Well, congratulations, Adam. Oh, I'm sure we'll be very happy together.
Thanks, I'm sure we will.
Look, I'm sorry, you'll have to excuse me. It's Justin.
When duty calls.
Yeah. Look, I'll see you soon, Adam. Sorry, Kent.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, actually, I'm glad I've caught you, Adam.
Why is that?
Have you seen our online Christmas menu? Or our programme of events over the festive period?
No, but I'm sure you're going to fill me in.
Well, obviously we've got Christmas turkey dinners with a vegetarian option.
Obviously.
But we've also got a couple of Christmas quizzes, a Christmas round the world night, Christmas karaoke.
Oh, please, enough Christmas already.
Well, you should be seeing our advert in the Echo soon as well.
I shall look out for it.
Yeah, yeah. But what I was actually wondering is if the home farm team would like to put their Christmas meal here.
Ah, you'll need to talk to Brian about that.
Oh, OK, fair enough. I'll do that then.
But there's something I've been meaning to ask you too.
Oh?
You may have heard Ian and I are getting married next month on the 14th.
Yeah, yeah, I did hear something about it. Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks. And we'd like to have a meal here after the ceremony.
Oh, OK.
That's if you can fit us in.
Absolutely. We'll be more than ready by then.
Great.
And what's more, I'll guarantee you will have the perfect meal for your special day.
What you said about Pip, you know, is just right.
I'm really proud of what she's done and what she's achieved.
She's come such a long way.
She's been brilliant. And so have you. Looking after everything while I've been away.
Well, it wasn't by choice.
No. But now I know you can manage without me, if you have to.
Yeah, but luckily we don't. Do we?
The thing is, David, no matter how hard I try, I can't stop these thoughts from buzzing round in my head. All the time. They're about Mum and you and me and, well, everything, really.
Oh, that's understandable.
And I know they're going to drive me mad unless I can get away on my own. I've just got to clear me head.
OK.
I don't know if you'll ever understand what it was like sitting in that car at the service station, seeing Mum die like that.
No, I don't suppose I will. I wish to God I could take that away from you, but I can't.
No, you can't. Nobody can. And that's why I've got to take a break and sort myself out.
What do you mean?
I need to get away. So I've decided I'm going to New Zealand.
Thank you. You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.